Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the Broadway, put you on the straight and narrow way. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons in time past. And now we'll, amen, praise God, amen, want to go more into the jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Amen. We've been preaching about the message, there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is. Praise God. We're going to wrap it up on today, so we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, Jesus will change your life. Make your life brand new. Some people are hooked on so much stuff, like drugs, smoking, in them jails and prisons. Now, when people got that stuff in them, they're going to try to do it. Because some people can't smoke the tobacco if they can't get that. Because, amen, it's out there in the streets. But they can't get that. They'll try to smoke something just to smoke, because smoking is in them. I'm talking what I know. This is what I'm saying. They'll smoke paper, whatever they try to smoke. Because smoking is in them. When you got the devil in you, you're going to sin. You heard me? You're going to sin. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. People try to smuggle drugs in. Yeah, they try to smuggle drugs in. Yeah, they do. Amen. Praise God. Try to smuggle it in so they can use it in the prison. Use it. But Jesus, when Jesus get that evil and sin out you, you don't want it, whether you're in the prison, whether you're in the jail, whether you're out there in the streets. Jesus makes the change. You hear me? He makes the change. You don't want that stuff no more. Praise God. You don't want to drink no booze no more, because the Lord done delivered you from it. Done took the taste away. And amen. You can walk by the liquor store. Don't want to go back in there no more. Walk by the amen, ABC liquor aisle and don't want it. Because Christ is in you. And when Christ in you, praise God, you don't want that mess no more. I'm going to tell you. Because Jesus makes the change. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, he makes the change. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to 1 John 1 and 7, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in 1 John 1 and 7? Praise God. What did Paul say? 1 John 1 and 7. Praise God. What did John say, rather?
1 John 1 and 7.
What did John say in 1 John 1 and 7?
1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light.
If we walk in the light.
As he is in the light.
As he is in the light.
We have fellowship one with another.
We have fellowship one with another.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleaneth us from all sin.
And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Let you know Jesus will cleanse us from all sin. Yes, he will.
And
I'm telling you, Jesus will cleanse us. That means take sin out of us. Amen. Amen. Take sin out of us. Because you can't go to heaven when you're in your sins. Amen. And some people try to think when they get baptized in water, water will take away their sins. That's not in the scripture. And people need to understand and know that. There's nowhere in the scripture saying water will take away your sins. And people need to wake up now. Amen. Because if water will take away your sins, all you need to do is line up every sinner you can find and be baptized in water and say, I baptize you in Jesus' name and let the water wash away your sins. But it don't work like that. It don't work like that. But there's a mystery in Acts 2:38. And people need to understand, know that. There's a mystery. Amen. Missionary Velvet, give me Acts 2:38 and read Acts 2:38. What is that? Praise God. In Acts 2:38. Amen. What did Peter say? Praise God.
Praise
God. Amen.
And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
For the remission of sins.
For the remission of sins.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, praise God. Being baptized in Jesus' name is more than just being washed in, being baptized, washed in, being water baptized in the water. That's what I'm saying. You got to be washed in the blood. The blood is not in the water. The blood is at Calvary. And Jesus shed his blood at Calvary's cross. And that's how you get baptized in Jesus' name. You'll be washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified holy, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Amen. Sanctified. Now, I know some people want to go to Acts 19. Amen. And want to justify water baptism in Acts 19. Glory to God. Amen. But amen, go to Acts 19, Missionary Velvet. Amen. Because I'm telling you, amen, people want to take a scripture and run with it. Glory to God. And just prove their point. Glory to God, amen. But go to Acts 19. Glory to God. Because there's mysteries in this word. It takes the Holy Ghost to dig these mysteries out. Glory to God. Amen. What did it say?
19:1.
Amen. 19:1. What did it say?
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?
Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?
And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard where there be any Holy Ghost.
Amen. They ain't heard about where there be any Holy Ghost.
And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John baptism.
Amen. John preached baptism of repentance. Amen. And baptized in water. So they already had, amen, the baptism of repentance. Amen. They already had that.
Then said Paul, John verily baptized you with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that you should believe on him who should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus.
That's right. People need to believe on Jesus. Amen. Believe on Jesus. When you believe on Jesus, you'll follow Jesus. And where did Jesus go? Jesus went to Calvary. That's what he did. So what did the Bible say?
And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now, people want to say, well, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, they didn't win the water. Let me tell you this. Amen. Them folks went past the water. Them folks went there and got washed in the blood. You heard me? Praise the God. Because the blood was at Calvary. The blood was not in the water. The blood was at Calvary. You all hear me? Praise. That's why that's the mystery that's embedded in that word. You hear me? But some people literally read that scripture and then do it like, well, they were baptized in the water. That's all you see because you don't have the insight. What did that Bible say?
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
Amen. Praise the God. They received the Holy Ghost when the Lord Jesus breathed in their soul and sanctified them holy. I'm telling you, amen. You can't get the Holy Ghost, got the devil in you. You hear me? Praise our God. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, it takes the Holy Ghost to preach this word. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Take the Holy Ghost to preach this word.
Praise
amen. Him. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen. Praise our God. I know, amen. Praise God. This is a soul stirring message. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, you can't read this Bible like you read a book. Amen. Because you're going to error. You hear me? You're going to error. Amen. But it takes, amen, hidden mysteries in this word. I'm telling you, amen, the Holy Ghost help you to, amen, dig the mysteries out. So we can, amen, get it right like the Bible said. Praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, we're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Those of y'all that like clarification, just, amen, write me. Amen. Amen. Contact me on my website. And we'll talk about it some more. Yeah, I love to talk about it. Praise our God. Amen. Because we need to get together on this thing. Glory to God. Amen. Because, amen, God ain't going to have no confusion up in heaven. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Glory to God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, eye disease, amen, hearing problems. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, deliver the people that's in jails and prisons. Lord, deliver them from MASH, drinking that, amen, all that mess. Lord Jesus, trying to get high. Lord, deliver them from that stuff. Lord, deliver them from, praise of God, smoking. Amen. All that, amen, mess. Praise God, drugs and things. Lord, deliver them from it. In the name of Jesus. Those they want to steal, deliver them from it. Lord, do these things, Lord God. Set people free out there in the free world from drinking and doing. Lord, deliver them from alcohol. Deliver them from drugs. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. And amen. Write me and tell me about it so I can praise God with you. Amen. Here come my beautiful pan missionary Velvet.
Praise him. The songs that come to Jesus. He will heal you. Hallelujah. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. So come on to Jesus because he is right there for you. Through the thick and the thin, that's come on to Jesus, and he loves you. And I thank the Lord for this message all this month. And Ella Holmes preaching to us, telling us that we need Jesus more than we need anything else, because Jesus is our answer for this whole world and for whatever you need. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more, and the Lord loves you, and we love you, and we're concerned about you. This, you hold on, because there is hope in Jesus Christ. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And the Lord can supply your every need. Remember that Jesus loved with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. God is there for you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, there for you. He will keep every promise he made in that Bible. So you let him come into your life, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself to open up doors. We'll be able to get into more jails and prisons to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that's behind prison bars. And praise God. And pray for our ministry. The Lord may continue to bless it. We thank God for all of you, your support, all of you that give. Those of you that like to give, you can by PayPal, our website. Amen. Pray God. Good amen button. Amen. You send your gifts in by check. Praise God. Be glad to receive it. Praise God. Through our email. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Home, along with one parish, have ever saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.